Dictation for Louise, Louise, Bissell, Bissell, August 2863. Address as a letter to Masonic Home, 466-3008. Dr. Sarvepalli, S-A-R, V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, follow up for Mrs. Bissell, a resident of Masonic Home, Tracheostomy Ventilatory System. We were forced to do a video conference with the caregiver, as it will be very difficult for her to transfer to the office. Last encounter was in March. According to the caregiver, severe anemia requiring blood transfusion in the recent past 4 units, hemoglobin as low as 5.9. She follows, I believe, with Dr. Akat, AKKAD. There has been iron deficiency and previously documented enlarged liver and spleen. There has been no reported vomiting or dysphagia. She's constipated, which is normal for her every 3 days. According to caregiver, no blood melena. She's morbidly obese, 369. She's incontinent of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She eats by mouth. There is no PEC feeding. She's on the vent and oxygen, bedridden, unable to stand up or walk, edema diffuse, no recent chest pain, no hemoptysis, not aware of the cubiti. Next paragraph, blood pressure at the nursing home, 137 over 70. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight the Bumex, Coric, narcotics, not on anti-inflammatory agents, anticoagulated with Xarelto because of AFib. Bronchodilators, she's on Neurontin and diabetes medicines, also isoxazoline. Next paragraph. Recent CAT scan, abdomen pelvis without contrast, shows very large liver at 23 centimeters, large spleen at 17, evidence of ascites, diffuse, as well as edema subcutaneous tissue. She has a history of cervical cancer, and she has an intrauterine device. She has a large abdominal hernia with presence of bowel loops and ascites. Granulomas on both liver and spleen. Kidney ultrasound in June, normal size, 12.2 right, 14.4 left without obstruction. No severe bladder distension. Next paragraph. A normal white blood cell platelets. Normal magnesium, troponin not elevated. High glucose in the 180s. Creatinine 2.1, which is worse than baseline, which is between 1.4 and 1.6 progressive. Low sodium 134, normal potassium. Low chloride and high bicarbonate more than 40. Low albumin 3.5, corrected calcium upper normal. liver function test not elevated, present GFR 24, previously documented iron deficiency, prior echocardiogram normal ejection fraction, this is from 2019, at that time, however, moderate left ventricular hypertrophy. It was technically a very difficult study because of the body size of the patient. I have prior ferritin 26 with iron saturation 8%. There has been prior attempts of colonoscopy failing in two opportunities, probably because of treatment in the past for endometrial cancer. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, acute and chronic. She clinically has volume overload with edema and anasarca and ascites and enlargement of liver spleen. Given her body size, right-sided heart failure is high in the list. Unfortunately, the echo was poor diagnostic because of the body size of the patient and no further information available for valve abnormalities. Notice that her urine shows no activity for blood or protein. This is not nephrotic syndrome, and there is no evidence of glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. This appears to be cardiorenal or hepatorenal, or both of them causing the kidney abnormalities. Next number, anemia is out of proportion of kidney disease. There could be a component of EPO deficiency, but this is previously documented iron deficiency, and with the enlargement of liver spleen, concern for hypersplenism. Interesting that there is normal white blood cell and platelets. Blood transfusion has been done. Next number, incontinence of urine. Next number, uterine cancer, which I believe is still active. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, respiratory failure, ventilatory assistance. Next number, no reported recent pneumonia, hemoptysis, or hematuria. Next number, overall condition is guarded. Blood tests will have to be done in a weekly basis. Family or representative needs to decide the level of care, how aggressive to be. End of dictation.